Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. All the geek coming at you right on time. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this fine day?
I'm still waking up, but good.
Still waking up? You need some help waking up? Because if so, we can help you, Flintstress.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Gets the adrenaline flowing, don't you think? Sorry, I'm in one of those moods today. I am Billy Flynn.
Hey, are you ready to get rowdy?
Hey.
Today, August 25th, back in 1930, near the end of his career, pioneering director and producer D.W. Griffith released his first talkie, Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
I don't know if that's like a toy, but I think it's a movie.
I think it was a movie.
It's the talkie Lincoln. Come on, kids.
In 1940, the first parachute wedding took place between Arno Rudolphy and Ann Hayward at the World's Fair Amusement Area in New York City.
New York City?
I do.
You better. This date in 1949, RCA announced the development of a color TV system compatible with those current black and white television sets.
Oh,
so that way everyone could enjoy.
I skipped ahead to 1973 when the CAT scan was first used.
I found
not that kind of cat.
Okay. Computer-assisted tomography. Mm-hmm. How about tomography?
Because
I like that. It's what it looks like. If words actually were spelled the way that they sounded like, they wouldn't look like they
do. You just have to put the emphasis on the right syllable.
Whatever. Birthdays today, unless you've got more history. You got more history? Okay, good. Birthdays, Stacey Farber is 22. That's Ellie Nash on Degrassi, The Next Generation.
I've got Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel. I don't know.
Good burger. What a bad thing. Rachel Ray is 41. Apparently, she's a chef. Apparently, she's a TV host. I think she's a little annoying, but that's just me.
Yeah. Claudia Schiffer's birthday is today.
Hey now.
Showing.
Robert Macchio is 43. That's Dr. Todd Quinlan on Scrubs, or Scroobs, if you pronounce it that way. Far be it from me to tell you how to do your job.
Director Tim Burton, happy birthday goes out to him.
The poor man's Terry Gilliam. Blair Underwood is 45, best known for being Jonathan Rollins on L.A. Law.
Lots of birthdays today. Yeah. Got Ashley, Elvis Costello.
Oh, wow, there you go. Ashley Crowe is 49. She's Sandra Bennett on Heroes. Mm. I've already lost track of who people
Gene
are.
Gene Simmons from, you know, the band. Kiss!
Tom Skerritt, 76. He was Sheriff Jimmy Brock on Picket Fences. He was, of course, Viper in Top Gun.
Yes, thank you very much.
And, you know, he was George Hallerman. He was another cop in The Dead Zone, the movie of The Dead Zone.
Ah.
It's been a while. Bruce
Allen. Game show host Regis Philbin.
Hey.
Today. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And Regis and Kathy Lee, Regis and Kelly, all those kinds of things.
Well, you know, there's lots of game show people. Monty Hall's 88 years old today, and let's make a deal.
Yes.
Let's make a dope deal. Monty Hall, stop that. The kids of America are watching.
Yikes. And my favorite James Bond's birthday is also today, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's got a birthday today. He's 79 years old.
Alec, I'd take The Rapist for 200.
Okay, well, let's see if it's on tonight. Craziness.
That's an L.
See birthdays. TV.
The
only damn thing worth it tonight. ABC on that Shaq versus tonight. He's playing beach volleyball against Misty May and Carrie.
Yeah, I know you like them.
Damn right I do.
God. Misty had an injury, so it'll be good to see like how she's doing.
Yeah, it will. We'll have to check to see.
As long as they're scantily clad.
It's the uniform for the game.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. You know, CBS and NBC are doing their same things, Big Brother 11 and America's Got Talent and all of that. The fall is on the horizon, folks.
It's coming. You got to believe. AMC tonight is showing Goodfellas followed by Mobsters.
Wow, okay. An actual movie classic.
Maybe. Yeah. That's shocking on AMC nowadays.
Some bad movies. CMT has In the Army Now.
That's not a good movie at all.
No. And ABC Family has Legally Blonde.
Okay, I thought you liked that movie.
I did like it a little bit, but it's a bad movie.
Thank you. Let's see, the History Channel on the universe, it's The Day the Moon Was Gone.
Oh! Yikes! FX has The Green Mile, followed by Rescue Me.
Sci-Fi Channel tonight on Warehouse 13. Tonight, they're dealing with Lewis Carroll's Mirror. Huh? Yeah.
Oh.
See what we're doing there? And Johnny Depp might jump out at any moment.
Let's hope not.
Because he's the only thing in that movie.
TNT has new episodes of Hawthorne, the one with Jada Pickett. Jada Beth. You know who I mean.
I do.
And an episode of Saving Grace.
Turner Classic Movies has the 1944 version of The Lodger, a fantastic story about someone that may or may not be Jack the Ripper living in your house.
Yikes.
Dun, dun, dun. You're not familiar with this story?
No.
Wow. FMC is showing Robin Hood for no particular damned reason, but if anything, we're watching Lifetime Television
for women.
Because a woman tries to help her teenage daughter with the college admissions process. That's right. Joan Cusack and Mae Whitman star in Acceptance, because it's about college. I get it.
And I guess it's got to be more interesting than her proofreading her essay.
Yeah.
Not that I would find that.
Lettuce today.
Well, that would, you know, you could run spell check the movie. That'd be kind of cool. Oh, my God. Just because it's spell check, you still have to pick the correct word. It could pick a couple of words, but you have to know the context in which they're used. And time is running out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there's no letters today. I'm not sure why. I think we're having goofiness. Who knows? Because our WordPress thing looks a little strange. But stuff's going out, and that's fine. That's all I really care about. And, you know,
we know Everybody's just gearing up for Dragon Con.
And everyone is like waiting to do that last-minute deluge of contest entries for the Toy Pitch episode. Because tomorrow night, I believe we're announcing a winner.
Right, that is true.
On GOD's weekly number, whatever it is right there.
59.
59, dudes.
It's going to be 59, dudes.
Yeah, we've had, we'll talk all about that. So yeah, you know, you can still rush some entries in there if you'd like. Or of course, just drop pieces of mail for this particular show, because we'll be doing another one, wait for it, tomorrow. And you can send all that to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Brewster, Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday means, of course, we've got to check some DVDs, and your Geekified News is coming up this Tuesday, August 25th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In a world where knowledge is power, in an age where time is the most valuable commodity, in a voice that's killing my throat, comes a podcast that will bring you wisdom in less than 1 minute a day. So join me, Martin Darkley, as we journey to enlightenment. Our teachers, classic lines from cinema history. Come then to moviemantras.com and begin a voyage to a higher state.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
And this is Barry at Screen Geeks Radio.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily, your one-stop shop, I know it's mine, for all your daily dose of geeky, goody, creamy goodness.
Hey, I'm down with GRD.
Dude, sound wider.
Hey, man, I'm down with GRD.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. All the geek, some DVDs, I don't know.
If you've got time.
Oh, hey, look at you. Thank you. Way to pull that one out, because I'm not saying where.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but we know that you do, and today's your day to start adding to your collection, because there's just tons, dare I say, oodles of things available for you today.
Yeah, we'll start with Sunshine Cleaning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like independent, sort of quirky little movie that I didn't see, but it looked kind of interesting. It stars Amy Adams and Emily Blunt, and I can't quite figure out Amy Adams if I like her or not. She's been in some pretty crappy movies, but this one looks like it could be pretty good. They're doing a clean-up crime scene business.
Aw. Well, you know, because her married police officer lover tells her there's good money in that. Batman Brave and the Bold Season 1 is out today, which is just too cool. There's a big dividing line on geeks on this one, because the animation style or whatever, it looks more like a 50s Batman, and the show's aimed a little more for kids. I think it's damn fun. I think it's just a fun time.
I've seen a couple episodes. Big day for Batman today, I guess.
Huge Batman day. Why?
Well, Arkham Asylum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's a video game.
That's a video game.
Also,
technically, it's out tomorrow, but it's midnight tonight for all those midnight releases, right?
No, it was midnight last night.
It
comes out today. I'm going to go get it for
you. Oh, my
God.
Let's go. Sorry, we got to stop the show. I'm on my way to go get
it. I don't think they're open yet, but
grr.
I'll get it for you, I promise.
Thank you.
I also had on my list Duplicity. It
had
Julia Roberts and Clive Owen. They're spies, but corporate spies.
Yeah.
It was like War for the Formula. I mean, with two big names like that, I would have thought I would have seen more previews or heard more about it. This one seemed to kind of not get a lot of press.
There's a reason for that. Julia Roberts is in it, which means it's not a good movie.
Ah.
I thought you should be aware of that. Hey.
At least she's not playing a character who looks exactly like Julia Roberts.
You know, that's actually something that's going to help out that in the long run. Smallville Season 8 is out today, as well as Scrubs Season 8. So you can watch the show, the quality circling the drain for both shows.
Yeah.
However, I believe Season 8 gave you, what, 3-4 episodes of Justin Hartley shirtless?
I heart Justin Hartley.
Oh, see what you did there. I like that. Wise Guy Season 1 from all the 80s geeks, Ken Wall, who should have played the Punisher. And we've seen movies. It's the Donnie Brasco of its time, but it was a TV show. I'm infiltrating the mob, and I got Kevin Spacey was in it, for the love of God.
Wow.
There you go.
Another movie that could have some definite funny moments. Wow. Blah, blah, blah. Adventureland. That's, the directors of Superbad. That's the one where they're at, like, an amusement park, and
Cheap amusement park.
Yeah, I had the list of who all was in this. It's the same kind of
kids. Of everybody's in it.
But it looks like it could be fun. We decided maybe not to see it in the theater, but it's definitely going to, hit our Netflix.
And we're going to count the number of times we see a boom mic. Dungeons and Dragons, the complete series. It's the cartoon series. Follow, Tiamat and the Dungeon Master and all your crazy kids and as they try to get back home. But no, they're trapped in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons. Ah! Booker, the complete series, the spinoff of 21 Jump Street's out today. Got anything else?
No. I have one more movie.
There you go.
I remember seeing the previews and it was pretty bad. Fighting. This is Channing Tatum. And he's a small town boy, comes to NYC and just fights his way. And did you know there was an underground bare knuckle circuit? That just sounds dirty.
Oh, of course there is. you still cannot get The Wonder Years on DVD, but today you can check out Camelot. It's seen better days. King Arthur's gone. The Round Table's in ruins. A rogue sorcerer's unleashed all kinds of monsters upon the land. So the court's last remaining knights lay all their hopes on a bitter and broken down wizard named Merlin. Can a once great man of magic defeat a legion of creatures like dragon soldiers, death hawks, and gorgons? Can he? Can he? We'll find out tonight as James Callis is Merlin fighting the Book of Beasts. Huh? Yeah. Merlin
just
and the Book of Beasts.
Close the book.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Brilliant.
I ruined the
Brilliant.
Whole
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So for all of you that packaging whores out there.
I love a good toy.
The collector's edition of Up will come with the lamp. Luxo Jr.
Wow, the Pixar lamp that's
absolutely.
The eye down
yes.
in? Wow.
For $200. Of course, that's, just manufacturer's suggested retail price, which means you can probably get it for about $140 when people run it on sale that first week it's out. So for $140, you get Up and a really cool lamp. Woo!
That is a pretty cool lamp.
You don't seem as impressed as I thought you'd be.
No, I mean, I am impressed, but I feel like, quite a few people would get it. Like, they see it on your lamp, they'd be like, oh my God, that's the Pixar lamp. I think, out of context. Pretty cool.
Okay, there you go.
Pretty cool. In science news, I've got NASA putting steps in motion towards some serious exploration of Jupiter's moon Europa. Europa is thought to have an ocean of water beneath its icy shell. And scientists have examined 4 different kinds of terrain. Plains that make up the majority of the surface, then there's impact craters, then there's chaos regions where icebergs are like floating in a frozen soup, and then there's long like smooth stripes called dilatinal bands. I think I said that right. The chaos regions are what's really exciting because they may liquid water from like a subsurface ocean might actually have burst through at these points, making it possible to search for evidence of life without having to drill below the surface. So that's pretty cool. It'd be really difficult to land though, because there's a lot of sharp inclines. And we know that some of our current landing, like the Mars rovers and those types of things are already having problems with the difficult terrains. They're working towards a possible mission to orbit Europa and search for evidence of life by, 2020.
StarCraft II still coming, and you still have your original voice of Kerrigan out. Glennis Talkin Campbell is not doing the voice, but you know what? That's fine. They've hired someone else, someone you might like. They've hired Trisha Helfer. That's right.
Wow.
Six is stepping up. She's been doing a bunch of stuff for voice work. She was in Spider-Man Web of Shadows, Halo 3, ODST, Command & Conquer 3, and she's getting ready to go up here along with the original cast members Robert Clotworthy and James Harper, coming back as Jim Rayner and Arcturus Minxed, respectively. So yeah, you've got a new Kerrigan, and it is Six.
Wow. I found a new online dictionary. And you go, well, do we really need a new online dictionary? We've got tons of different places to find things online. Well, this one is called Definer. That's definr.com. And it's really fast. It caches the top 10,000 definitions in memory. And it also tries to guess what you're typing. Like with T9 text, it'll try to guess the word that you're going for. And by the time you click enter, it's already got a definition at the ready. It's kind of cool. You can also learn new words. You know, word geeks out there, what? But like, for example, the reviewer who I read this article, he typed FARC because he was trying to test its ability to handle like Gen Y lexicon kind of stuff. And by the time he got to the K, it offered the word Farkleberry, which he thought was really interesting, and ended up going off on this whole thing, learning about what Farkleberries are. And it's just kind of, it could be cool. It's really fast, so it could be something that you use on a regular basis, and it could also just kind of let you explore words in general.
Cool. For nearly 200 years, astronomers have been wondering why this star Epsilon Argura turns down its light once every 27 years. Based on careful observation of the star during its periodic dimming, scientists believe that some kind of a mysterious companion must be blocking the light from the supergiant star. They still don't know what that is. Well, now you can help. The next dip in brightness starts this fall, and telescope technology has come a long way since the last time this happened, back like 83-ish. So they're hoping they'll have the help of thousands of extra eyes. So a collaborative project called Citizen Sky is asking amateur astronomers to help solve the mystery of Epsilon. The star is too bright to be observed with the vast majority of professional telescopes, says astronomer Arne Herndon of the American Association of Variable Star Observers. So this is another area where the public help is needed. Because the star is so bright, even the most basic equipment, including naked eye, can provide useful data. Normally, the star can be seen from fall to spring in the northern hemisphere, even in urban areas with lots of light pollution. But beginning this fall, Epsilon Argura is expected to gradually dim until it has lost half its light by early winter. The star will be dimmed during 2010, then bounce back to its usual brightness by 2011. So break out your astronomer kit, kids. It's time for you to be a scientist. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Go drop by iTunes, write a review while you're there, subscribe. Send in helpful notes, recipes, those ways that you get stains out. Do you use ginger ale? Do you use orange juice? Something else? Let us know.
Hints from Halloween.
Messages to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic of the Bruce of Fletcher's at geekradiodaily.com.
And now a scene from When Harry Met Sally with Sean Connery and Michael Caine.
Most women at some time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
Well, how do you know?
Because I know.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it's never happened to them, and most women at one time or another have faked it. You do the math.
You think I couldn't tell the difference?
No.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Oh. What's wrong?
Oh. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Oh, God. Oh, right there. Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, right there. Yes. Yes.
I'll have what he's having.